Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. Today, we're diving into something super important, cultivating self-compassion for our mental health. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion? Isn't that just being soft on yourself? And honestly, there's a bit of truth to that. But hear me out. It's way more than just letting things slide. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Because let's face it, life can be a roller coaster, especially for us folks with ADHD. We have these incredible brains, bursting with creativity and energy, but sometimes those very strengths can make things feel overwhelming. So, how do we navigate this? How do we build that self-compassion muscle? Well, here are five key takeaways to help you on your journey. First up, recognize your inner critic. We all have that voice in our heads, the one that constantly judges and criticizes. You're not good enough, it whispers. You should be doing more. But guess what? That voice is often loud because it's insecure, not because you actually are. Learning to recognize this inner critic is the first step to silencing its negativity. Imagine your thoughts as clouds passing by. Don't identify with them. Just acknowledge their presence and let them drift on. Next, practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour? Mindfulness helps us slow things down. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations around you. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your mental chaos. There are tons of guided meditations out there, even short ones, that can help get you started. Just 5 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what's missing, but focusing on what we already have can shift our perspective entirely. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good laugh with a friend. Gratitude is like a superpower that helps us navigate tough times with more resilience. Number 4. Remember you're not alone. ADHD isn't something to be ashamed of. It's part of who you are, and there are millions of others out there who understand exactly what you're going through. Connect with online communities, find a therapist specializing in ADHD, or simply talk to someone you trust. Sharing your experiences can help you feel less isolated and more supported. And finally, celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Did you manage to get out of bed on time? Great. Did you finish that project you've been putting off? Awesome. Give yourself credit for every step in the right direction. Remember, progress over perfection is always the goal. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a creative powerhouse struggling with deadlines and procrastination. She's constantly beating herself up, thinking she's not good enough. But then, she starts practicing self-compassion. Instead of berating herself for missing a deadline, she takes a deep breath, reminds herself that everyone struggles sometimes, and focuses on what she can learn from the experience. She finds a supportive online community where she connects with other creatives facing similar challenges. Sarah even starts journaling her wins, big and small, which helps her build confidence and celebrate her progress. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel less overwhelmed and more empowered. Self-compassion isn't about giving up or accepting mediocrity. It's about creating a safe space for yourself to grow, learn, and thrive. Remember, you deserve kindness, understanding, and support, even from yourself. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Share your experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, every small step counts. You've got this. Until next time, stay focused, stay calm, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.